right, welcome back to it. It is the aftermath, the Joe Biden after party for Super Tuesday 2. I'm Steve Burke. God bless America. It is Wednesday, March 11, 2020, and here are three big things you need to know. Number three, the Dow rockets to its best day ever, and equity markets are roaring back as well after President Trump discussed how to address economic issues from the COVID-19 outbreak. Number two, what to believe and what not to believe. On one side, Harvard canceling classes, the MAC conference going to play basketball without crowds in New York, the National Guard moving in, and in Michigan, a state of emergency declared, all because of coronavirus. On the other side, people say it's a media-driven panic attack designed to inflict political damage. All right. And number one, Joe Biden came into the Michigan primary with a lot of momentum. Looks like it paid off. He came in battling Bernie Sanders head up. And that is our top story at this moment, live from Quarantine Sector 420, COVID-19 Studio B for day number two. I'm Steve. We're good to have you here. The final numbers out of Michigan give Joe Biden a big win. He picks up 53% of the vote. Bernie Sanders, who had a surprise win over Hillary Clinton here 4 years ago, just 37% of the vote. But as you divide up delegates, pretty good night for both, actually. Bernie Sanders isn't going anywhere, $46 million on. He's not going anywhere. But here's how the coronavirus might impact the Democrat race for president. There are arguments now about how the debate will be held, number one. Arguments back and forth about the next debate because Joe Biden's people, and we're going to get to a very embarrassing situation with Joe Biden yesterday. He may have won in Michigan. But the thing that everybody in Michigan is going to remember is a vulgarity laced outburst at a union member working at a auto plant that's under construction. We'll get to that in a moment. Joe Biden losing it again. But the Sanders camp and the Biden camp are at odds over how to do the next debate. And as you look at what's happening with crowds being eliminated from basketball games now, St. Patrick's Day parades being ended and closed for the year and shut down, you wonder if the Biden camp is looking for an excuse here. Well, we can't really do the debate now because of the concern over coronavirus. Maybe coronavirus inoculates Joe Biden from doing a debate. That would be the best thing that could happen to Joe Biden. He cannot stand in a room with Bernie Sanders for an hour or two. He can't do it. I can assure you that he cannot do it. I want to give you a glimpse of what happened. And did we take care of the language in this clip? In bite number one, we took care of the language, correct? All right, so we have a I need you to be mindful of this when we play this clip. Joe Biden is a hopeless candidate. He has a big day in Michigan. But it's what everyone will remember. Biden getting in the face of a union worker about gun rights and then giving his assistant a big shush. Well, I don't know which is more offensive. Go with bite number one. Bite one, go.
How you intend on...
All right, you got it. Shush. I support the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment, just like right now, if you yell fire, that's not free speech. And from the very beginning, I have a shotgun, I have a 20 gauge, a 12 gauge, my sons hunt. Guess what? You're not allowed to own any weapon. I'm not taking your gun away at all. You need 100 rounds.
So when you were in Beto, no, when you said you're going to take our guns,
I did not say that. That's not true. I did not say that.
It's a viral video.
It's a viral video like the other ones they're putting out there. They're simply a lie.
Your voice, you said that you're taking the guns.
Well, he just clarified it.
Wait. Take your AR-14s.
Okay, this is not okay.
Hold on.
All right.
There's a lot of guys.
You can see through the whole exchange, it's Joe Biden getting completely agitated. Starts to jab his finger at the union member. Union members say, oh, that's not okay. What's that? All right. So Joe Biden tears into the union member. Starts jabbing his finger. But just as bad to me when I'm watching it, just as bad to me is his campaign manager steps in to save him from that. And he's like, shush. You shush. He's an angry old man. and you watch this happen on an almost daily basis now. Do you know how long Joe Biden's campaign speeches have been recently? 5 minutes, 7 minutes, and 12 minutes. 12 minutes being a marathon speech from Joe Biden. You know why? His people won't let him go out there. Who has ever heard of a person running for president giving five-minute speeches? They are scared to death of putting him out there because of what will come out of his mouth. Because they don't know. They don't know what he's capable of saying. They don't know what gaffe he's going to get into with an AR-14 like you heard there, or yelling at a union member. You're full of Schiff. Adam Schiff. Well, almost. You get the point. And then he goes on to say, you're a horse's ass. And he gets in this confrontation. And when his campaign people try to bail him out and get him out of there, he shushes them off. You go away. You go away. It's a dangerous place for the Democrats to be. This is the guy they've picked. This is the anointed one. Apparently, senility is still better than communists. And frankly, I don't disagree with that. For the Democrats, Joe Biden is a better choice than Bernie Sanders. But come on, folks, if this is really all you've got, come on, folks. This is what you've got. Give me a break. That's a bunch of malarkey. All right, on Wall Street, while the New York governor sends in the National Guard to close in an area called New Rochelle, New York, a couple of square miles now, encircled, nobody in or out to keep the virus inside, they hope. The state of Michigan becomes the latest state to declare a state of emergency. Two patients testing positive for the coronavirus. Dozens more under observation. Some warning that we could have big trouble ahead for hospitals, and hospital beds could be filled soon. We'll keep an eye on that. And through all of that yesterday, after the worst day in the history of Wall Street, the Dow rallies 1,167 points because Donald Trump says it's time to do some economic actions here so we don't lose the whole economy through this coronavirus mess either. Donald Trump being very proactive. So the market goes back. The Dow Jones went up almost 5%, getting back a lot of the 7.5% it lost the day before. So heading back in the right direction. It's going to be a rough ride. A lot more coronavirus patients to come. A lot more to deal with. A lot more headaches to deal with. And we'll dig in a little bit into Joe Biden's claim that he never said he would take guns. He did say he was going to appoint Beto O'Rourke to be his gun czar. Beto O'Rourke unabashedly said he would take guns from people. We'll dig into that. Just getting started here from Studio B. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, March the 11th. Please go to Facebook and click like on the Steve Gruber Show. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram as well. Back after this. For a new job, listen to this. For the first time ever, Michigan's entire infrastructure and heavy highway industry are coming together to host hiring events across the state. More than 50 companies that build roads, bridges, tunnels, and those that inspect them and do the testing will be together, and they're all hiring. These jobs are for anyone and everyone who wants to help build and rebuild Michigan. Don't miss out. The five job fairs include Gaylord, Bay City, Grand Rapids, Detroit, and Lansing. Find out more at MichiganConstruction.com/put me to work. MichiganConstruction.com/put me to work.
DTE believes that leaders do what's right, not what's easy. So we're building the largest wind and solar installations in the state and using cleaner natural gas. And over the next 10 years, we'll triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. We're committed to a future where affordable, reliable energy doesn't contribute to climate change. Because to lead, we have to do what's right. Learn more at dtecleanenergy.com. DTE. At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
You've heard about recent changes to no-fault auto insurance here in Michigan, and you may think your rates are going down. What you may not have heard is that you'll need to buy millions of dollars in additional coverage in case you're an at-fault driver. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com. Elected officials broke their promise for a transparent, balanced process when it came to reforming auto insurance in Michigan. They passed a bill in the middle of the night which had no public hearings and no fiscal analysis. It's as bad as it sounds. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com. Place your